Afternoon, Daniel.
Thank you very much for your time on the Sideline View on this Easter Saturday. Happy Easter to you. How has pre-season gone for the Tigers?
Pre-season's been great. To be honest, I think our club has actually really used the COVID year and the year off to strengthen up both on and off field. You know, it's been a tough year, but the whole committee and also volunteers and everyone around the club have really worked very hard, and we feel that it's a lot of that has paid off. So from a playing perspective, we're pretty excited, mostly about the number of players that we've currently got at the club. So we've really had an influx of previous reserves players mm-hmm. that have come back to join the club. Our reserves coach, newly appointed, is Jesse Gray. He's just been wonderful in engaging and getting local players back to the club. From a senior list, we've got some great young kids that are coming through. They've shown a lot on the field so far in the two practice matches we've had. And we've got a much better depth of player in the seniors as well. So we're going to bat a fair bit further down. Mm-hmm. In previous years, we felt like we really had the 22, 23. And then once we sort of went past that, we were either grabbing young fellas who weren't quite ready, or we were delving into our reserves chaps that probably hadn't done the pre-season and the sort of fitness required to keep up to Bendigo level. So everything put together, we feel like we're going to be very competitive. The guys have trained super hard, and we're pretty excited. Paul Chapman's been wonderful for the club so far, and he's been really taken well by the players. They've really taken to his style of coaching, and mm-hmm. we're really looking forward to seeing what happens when the ball bounces for the first game.
We'll get to the first game in a few moments' time, but you mentioned there about recruitment and retaining players. Is there anyone that stands out that you've recruited in the period since, the last bounce, if you like, back in 2019? Yeah. So it seems so long ago, 500-odd days or something.
Yeah, it's gone fast, though, yes. which is interesting. It's probably a lot of people who were locked away at home would have been feeling how slow it went. But certainly for us and the work that we've been doing, those months have flown. And a lot of that, too, has been the recruiting space. We put a real focus on the type of people we recruited. One of those is a centre-half forward, Guy Dixon. Got a background from the VAFA Amateurs. As a young player, but also was on Port Melbourne's list as a key forward and key back. Great chap, great leadership skills. He's going to be an assistant playing coach under Paul, as well as bringing a lot of experience. Very good high mark, very fit, good runner, and he'll add a lot to our forward line, which we need. We also got a couple of guys aligned with Guy, which is great. We've picked up Cameron Wallace, son of Terry, okay. small, quick half forward, very skillful, very dynamic. He'll certainly add some speed and pressure into our forward line and up through the wings. We've also got James Gaff, who's the brother of Andrew Gaff, very fit wingman. He's going to certainly bring some experience. So all three guys are 25. They're going to bring some experience into the team to assist with a lot of our young guys.
And, of course, your first game is against Golden Square at home. Obviously, yep. you know, you're looking at your game structures and the like. How do you see it panning out for the Tigers in round one?
I think the hardest thing with round one is you really don't know where you're at as a list yep. and as a group. The thing that we're going to be looking for is how the players try to roll out the new game plan under Paul and new systems and play the type of footy that he's trying to be working with them on. We certainly find a bit more out about our juniors, about our young guys. We've got a lot of guys between that age of 18 and 21 who haven't had a huge taste of senior footy yet, so we learn a bit more about them. And then, of course, the opposition. We know the Golden Square is a very strong club. We know that in the previous years, few years, we've really struggled against them.
Yep.
So that'll be a really good leveller for us to sort of go, okay, we're really competitive, or we've got a lot of work to do. So tough opening game for us. It's a night game at the showgrounds in Kyneton, and I can guarantee you one thing, there's a lot of people have been waiting for footy to come back. So the Kyneton faithful will be out in force. There's going to be a great atmosphere there, so I certainly invite anyone who's looking for a good game of local footy and, you know, a really great atmosphere to come down and have a look at the game.
I was going to talk to you about the crowd, and that was actually my next question and pretty much my final question, Nathan, is obviously the big crowd. Everyone's chomping at the bit to see some local football, some local netball, just local sport in general. I mean, even the cricket over the summer period had some crowds because people just want to see local sport. Expecting a huge crowd, obviously COVID-safe practices.
Absolutely. Like, we've got a QR, a COVID officer that is managing and overseeing all of that and doing a great job. I think our club has been very proactive and also organised in that area. Everything we've done so far, we had a great open day where we had bands and, probably 1,000 people down at the club, you know, to be involved in that. And the actual COVID practice was really rolled out well, which was fantastic. So we're very confident we're doing the right thing. We're really confident there's going to be a big turn up for the game, and it will be a great night of local footy and also netball for everyone. Just a great night of sport. So we'll do the right thing. The club very organised and got a great committee and a great lot of helpers. So we'll do the right thing from a COVID perspective and allow all of the players to get out there and do their thing.
Nathan, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View, and all the best for 2021.
Good on you, Daniel. Thanks.